Americans are divided on lots of issues, but a new survey from Public Agenda and USA Today shows that people agree across partisan lines that the U.S. healthcare system needs fixing. 92% of respondents say changes are needed, with a majority of Republicans and Democrats interested in seeing major changes or a complete overhaul.
Now, we have the most expensive healthcare in the world in America.
Hospitals and doctors and pharmaceutical companies are more interested in the bottom line than how it's going to benefit people.
We need to fix the system. It's the system that's broken. It's not the people.
That's Kelly Schmidt, before her Celeste Smith and Michael Weidman, three of the people who took part in that survey. Christine Herman of Side Effects Public Media and America Amplified spoke to them and other participants and has this report.
I connected with people all across the political spectrum who were eager to share their stories. People like 51-year-old Celeste Smith, a Republican in Bella Vista, Arkansas. She was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 2014. Even with insurance and paying some costs up front, the surgery she needed left her on the hook for $6,000.
Which I didn't have. And it was very, very difficult for us to try and negotiate making payments to the hospital.
Smith ended up getting sued by a collection agency.
I'm trying to recover from, you know, having this cancer surgery and getting it removed and the subsequent meds and tests that I have to get done. We did wind up, you know, making a deal with them to pay a smaller amount, which they agreed to. But it took having my credit essentially ruined for a couple of years.
In Faribault, Minnesota, Kelly Schmid can relate. She's 48 and politically independent. She has a condition that has required numerous surgeries to remove cysts and bone spurs. In her 30s, her health got worse.
My deductible at that time in 2004 was $1,150. And so we maxed that out probably, I think, at the end of January, beginning of February. I mean, that's 1 month into the year. And this year in 2020, my deductible is $11,500, and we are going to hit that max by the end of next month. The deductibles go up every year. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. They just go up.
Schmidt is frustrated with the rising rates and the fact that it's often impossible to know what a procedure is going to cost up front. 50-year-old Gary Pritchett, a Republican, is from Griffin, Georgia. While he's happy with the quality of health care he receives and generally opposes big government, he says he would support efforts to promote price transparency.
I wouldn't give you a blank check for anything else. I mean, that's almost unacceptable. To me, there's no other industry that can get away with that.
And on that point, Pritchett and 25-year-old Caitlin Strine agree. She's a Democrat in Hot Springs, Arkansas. She has a rare genetic condition that has left her disabled. Strine says she's so afraid of high medical bills that she waits until the last minute to seek care.
I was diagnosed with brain swelling in 2012, and I didn't actually get diagnosed with a brain tumor until 2015, and I didn't get it removed until 2017. Because I knew that there was going to be no way I could pay for it. It actually caused some cognitive issues that I'm still dealing with and will deal with for the rest of my life.
The people I spoke with place blame in different places. Doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, even politicians. But the survey shows Republicans and Democrats actually have similar goals for the healthcare system. More than 9 out of 10 people say it's important to make healthcare more affordable for ordinary Americans and to lower the cost of prescription drugs. The survey also finds wide agreement that people with pre-existing conditions should be able to get coverage, that the elderly and disabled should have long-term care, and that hospitals should be more transparent about pricing.
And they also have very relatively similar ideas in how it should go about doing that.
Chris Jackson is with the research firm Ipsos, which conducted the survey with Public Agenda and USA Today. The results show nearly half of all Americans, including almost 40% of Republicans, say they'd be likely to support a new public federal health insurance program that people could buy into on a sliding scale.
The commonality only really starts to break down when you talk about who's going to pay for things. And that's still sort of the point of division.
Republican Celeste Smith says she'd be willing to pay higher taxes to create a better healthcare system.
If I knew for sure you know, for sure that they were going to be taking care of us the way they say they're going to take care of us.
But independent Kelly Schmid says she opposes tax increases and feels the government just needs to do a better job prioritizing spending.
There's enough money in that budget to help fix what we need to be fixed instead of giving it to everybody else in every different nation. Fix the nation that needs to be fixed first, and that's us.
Despite these differences of opinion, Chris Jackson says the survey findings suggest there's more common ground on this issue than we're often led to believe. And if we focus on that, it could be the start of a productive dialogue about how to create a healthcare system that works for all Americans. For Here and Now, I'm Christine Herman.
And Christine's story comes to us from America Amplified, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.